We really do have a stinking bad commute in this area. John Townsend is a spokesman for AAA Mid-Atlantic with us live here on WTOP on our Monday morning. And John, this is not just like an anecdotal, oh, we have an awful commute. We've got some hard numbers that prove it, don't we?
We do. We have it from the Transportation Planning Board and also from the Census Bureau. We have the second longest commute in the country in terms of cities and metropolitan areas, 33.9 minutes. Now, who has a commute that short?
I don't know anyone like that.
Good point. Well, now, when you compare us to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, other big cities, we're not quite as big as they are. How does it work out that we have worse commutes?
Because of the sheer population, 5 million people in the metro area. But here's what to think about, that in terms of long commutes, there are commutes and longest commutes. But in terms of long commutes, four cities in the Washington metro area have the longest commutes in the country. They rank in the top 12. Number one in the whole of the United States is Bristol, Virginia, 46.3 minutes one way. Number eight in the USA, Fort Washington, 42.5 minutes. And Clinton, 41.7 minutes. That's the 11th in the United States. And number 12, Dell City, 41.3 minutes. But some of us have extremely long commutes of 90 minutes or more, and that's the rub.
You know, what a lot of people don't understand here, John, is that it seems we're always doing projects, new roads, major projects, and it gets worse all the time. How could that be?
Well, you have so much construction going on, about 90 projects in the Washington metro area, and so all of us adjust by adding either 5 to 15 minutes to our commute, depending on the traffic. But think about how large the Washington metro area is. It stretches from Fredericksburg to Frederick, and that's where you have the extremely long commutes. From Frederick to D.C. is 80 minutes, and from Fredericksburg is 90 minutes. So that's where you have these extremely long commutes. And even from Woodbridge to D.C. on an average day is 60 minutes. And
but are these projects helping us or hurting
us? They will eventually. The fact of the matter is there's so many projects going on at the same time, and there are projects going on at night. So this hellish commute is morning, noon, and night. And do you know that we also have a third commute, and that is the lunch hour, rush hour, when people jump in their cars and try to get a bite to eat, and that adds to the congestion in the Washington metro area.
It's true. Somebody's got it in for us. John,
well,
thank you.
You know what they say, the road to hell is paved with a long commute.
Is that what they say? All right, thank you, John.
So that's where we're all going, huh?
John Townsend, AAA Mid-Atlantic. And don't forget, we're going to try and make your commute a little bit easier with a limo ride and some cash. Go to WTOP.com and search Commuter to play along with Commuter Idol.